Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Good morning again. This is Bob Oakes. When federal judge Nancy Gertner speaks, lawyers listen, especially when they're in her courtroom in Boston. Observers say Gertner often displays a level of candor unusual for a federal judge, as on the bench, she's focused some of her opinions on what she sees as flaws in the legal system. For example, recently, Gertner questioned whether fingerprints and other routine evidence are reliable in court. So this morning, WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has this profile.
In her office at the Joseph Moakley Federal Courthouse, Judge Nancy Gertner apologizes for the clutter on her desk, but admits it's quite normal.
Jeez, I should have cleaned up before you came.
Gertner sits behind piles of paper wearing a red suit, her trademark since she was a defense lawyer.
I think I came to want to be a lawyer because I really wanted to be president of the United States. I read about Abraham Lincoln. This is so goofy. I read about Abraham Lincoln, and he was a senator before he became president and a lawyer before that. And at an early age, I fixed on wanting to be a lawyer.
She started out in the early 1970s as a criminal defense and a civil rights attorney. In 1994, she became a U.S. District Court judge. While most judges shy away from the press, she writes op-ed pieces and has even blogged on occasion. Gertner herself says she's bizarre for the bench. Her rulings draw attention because they often set precedent, says David Frank of Lawyers Weekly.
It's a gutsy thing to do for a judge to look at an issue that's been well argued and make a conclusion that's different than, what some of her colleagues had done in the past.
In the past, she's criticized the way federal courts pick jurors. She's allowed cameras to live stream a court proceeding and has calculated awards differently. In one case, her calculation resulted in one of the largest payouts ever in a wrongful conviction lawsuit. In March, Gertner issued a procedural order not connected to any case about the evidence presented in courtrooms every day, including bullets and fingerprints. Gertner says that in the past, this evidence was admitted without question.
This is saying that should this evidence be admitted at all? What kind of standards should we impose on it to make sure that that is, in fact, real science?
Gertner wants a hearing on the evidence if it's needed before trial. Her order was based on a 2009 report by the National Academy of Sciences, which questions the science behind the analysis of fingerprints, bullets, handwriting, and other evidence.
It's so funny coming at a time when, the public watches CSI, somehow believes that every piece of evidence comes under ultraviolet light, immediately discloses all sorts of details about people. It's just funny because this is not CSI. What I see in court is about as far from CSI as you can imagine.
Take handwriting, for example. In 1999, she ruled a handwriting expert couldn't say definitively that a writing sample could only have been written by one person. Even testimony that everyone's fingerprints are unique has not been scientifically proven, says Gertner.
DNA doesn't draw that kind of conclusion. People who testify to matches in DNA include probability findings. And yet, fingerprint examiners in front of me and ballistics examiners in front of me would say, this bullet matches this gun to the exclusion of all others in the world. This is way past the science that I understand.
Police in Boston say Gertner's evidence order will establish needed ground rules. Miller Thomas is president of the Boston Police Detectives Union.
As long as everybody knows what the rules are, then you can plan accordingly. The police can get their expert witnesses that they need to get and have them all ready to go forward in cases. So there's no surprises, and that's a benefit for everybody, both the defendant and the prosecution in cases.
It's highly unusual for a federal judge to question evidence in a procedural order, but courts are taking a closer look. The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled lab technicians who prepare reports on drugs should be available for cross-examination in the courtroom. Gertner says she issued her order because she's concerned about how using evidence that's been accepted for years could be putting innocent people behind bars.
It's not a game. That's about convicting the right person and doing the best we can at every stage to make sure that that's what we're doing.
What the judge wants to keep doing is push for better science, better evidence, and convictions that she can have more faith in. At 63, Nancy Gertner jokingly says she's now too old to follow Abraham Lincoln's path to the Senate and the presidency. But she certainly has a lot of material for her memoir due out next year. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.